My next guest here on the program knows a lot about having his life turned upside down when it comes to the government. So I want to ask him a couple of questions. Michael Dougherty here, the CEO of the Cyber Education Foundation, founder of the Justice Society. Michael, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, sir.
Good to have you here. Hey, by the way, I just want to say good to have you here. I know you had to make a pit stop somewhere in the middle of rural Virginia with your plane overnight, but you are a team player. You made it happen, and you're there in your hotel room with your dog, and I appreciate you pulling this off. You're a good man.
Hotel room? No. This is no hotel room. This is the pilot's lounge.
Oh.
I slept in the couch. I'm not...
I overstated your accommodations. My mistake. Yeah. So he's in the pilot's lounge, you know, and if you've ever been to any of these places, these are like little prefab buildings oftentimes with a couch or two that people fly in and out of rural areas. All right, Michael. So I appreciate you making this happen. So let me ask you this, because I'm watching some of these developments and I want to get to the cyber question we had on the rundown originally. But I want to ask you this because I'm looking at these endless investigations and now a judge has issued for the second time. An order saying that Deutsche Bank and Capital One can, in fact, give all of the president's financial records over to House Democrats, which they've already admitted will most likely leak all over. And so we're going back to at least 2011, but based on what the judge wrote in his 41-page opinion a couple of days ago, basically, if the Congress wants to inspect and review the president back to the time he was in middle school, that'll be fine, even though it'll probably destroy the guy financially and politically. And emotionally, that doesn't matter because Congress has this ultimate power, they claim. What do you make of that?
I make of it that Obama has appointed about 40% of these activist PAC judges that have no idea what the Constitution says and don't care and don't understand, what goes around comes around. Harry Reid kind of did the same thing with the voting in the Senate, which tilted the Supreme Court, made it a lot easier to get, even Kavanaugh appointed. I don't think Kavanaugh would have been appointed had Reid not played that game. And this can bite them in the tail, too, because can't wait to get everyone else's financial stuff in the future, right? And I can't wait to get Feinstein's husband stuff and Feinstein's stuff and Pelosi's stuff and all these innocent people that don't make any money. But the Bidens, that'll be great. I can't wait to get Biden's record.
Yeah, and let's go back to 1995 and just keep digging and rifling through because they got nothing out of the Mueller report, but we'll just dig and dig and dig. And that's where I've got to believe that at some point a federal court's going to step in and say, no, wait a second. You're trying to go back to 2011 through his personal finances, through the finances of his family, everything, the foundation. I mean, for 5 years prior to him even announcing his intention to run for president, that seems overreaching because who the hell would ever run for president again if this is the price you have to pay?
Well, that's it. And then it could run to the Supreme Court and Trump will win 5-4 and they'll spin it on MSNBC as if it's a partisan thing.
Right.
Because we have so many people that don't pay attention. So we are pandering to the stupid. And when we don't have enough stupid, we pander to the uneducated. When we don't have enough educated, we bring in people from other countries that are dependent. And that is the Democratic Party. So it is pretty outrageous, terrifying. But again, this is now we're seeing, and it's sophisticated, so a lot of people don't get this, how messed up the judiciary is. You've got all this emotional stuff from these judges that feel like that they are somehow entitled into doing this, and they don't understand their place. A judge's place is not to make the law or twist it like a pretzel, but we've got a whole bunch of them that do.
Yeah, we certainly do. And I guess the good news in all of this and Harry Reid's misdeeds, if you will, is that Donald Trump has been able to put more judges on federal benches, I believe, than any of his predecessors, any of them. And he's done it in just over 2 years, and he's got another couple of years to go. And Mitch McConnell keeps putting these judges through to the Ninth Circuit, the Eighth Circuit, the Supreme Court, federal appeals benches, more than 140. Is that what I read just recently? 140 federal judges that this president has gotten through so far, and that is significant.
No, it's hugely significant. And, again, it's the boomerang, right? What goes around comes around, and we're actually going to eventually – but this has been a big boat that is hard to turn around. We had 8 years of Obama, man, and the cleanup from that is going to take at least two terms of Trump plus. And what goes around comes around with these people. And they have no memory, and they don't care about anything truthful. They just squawk and squawk and spin.
Let me ask you this. That's important because you're a Georgia resident. You live in greater Atlanta, right? I mean, that's where you call home. You're from Michigan. A good Michigan man like myself, which I appreciate. But you live in Atlanta, and I keep being told by the pundits on TV that Georgia is a swing state. Georgia could go Democrat in 2020. And I'm like, I don't believe that for a second.
No, I don't believe it either. I mean, the thing is Atlanta and, you know, Cobb County, which used to be Newt Gingrich's district, is kind of purple. And the reason they say that is because the last government run, when Brian Kemp had his, you know, gun commercial, all the liberals lost their minds. Women were offended, and their strategy was to write off really the urban area. And so Stacey Abrams lost by 50,000 votes instead of 250,000 votes.
Wait. Stacey Abrams, your governor in exile, Stacey Abrams? That Stacey Abrams, she is your governor in exile, right?
That poor thing, that walking victim thing. She's a charm. And so you know, they're going to make stuff up. In a presidential election, ain't happening. But listen, there's nothing more annoying and screeching and nails down the chalkboard than about a whole culture of liberals that just won't shut up. I mean, you know, they make 2-year-old temper tantrums just to sort of a training ground.
You know, I can't top that. I can't. Doherty, spot on. Well done. You know, and next time you come, we'll actually talk about what was on the rundown. You know, cybersecurity. That's what
Yeah.
Maybe next time. Michael Doherty, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
All right, talk to you later.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.